Alderman awarded the project to the lowest bidder, County Contractors, for $1.3 million. Macomb will pay $480,000 of that using sales tax money. The state will pick up the rest of the tab. Mayor Mike Inman says it took so long to get to this point because the city was waiting for state funding, and with other places in the state looking for money, Macomb had to wait its turn. Fourth Ward Alderman Dave Dorsett is glad the project is finally about to begin.
It has been on the books for a number of years. It's been a long time coming. Certainly we wish it'd be a little less expensive, but that happens with almost every project we've got.
Dorsett says the project will bring the bridge up to standards, lowering the risk of accidents like in previous years. In February 2005, a Colchester teenager died when her car crashed through the guardrail on the bridge. The project is scheduled to begin this spring and take about a year to complete. I'm Chris Lovingood, Tri-State's Public Radio News.